Woodland adventures are not scary. Aside from the sand spiders, owls that confuse hair buns with mice, and sick seagulls that artistically unload to traumatize, the scariest memory I have is what I thought was a tipsy lady lost on her way back from her car by mixing up her landmarks and then yelling at her predicament. But when I woke up to her rather distant yell, it sounded way too scary. And now that I think about it, it must have been a fox. Her family in the tent by the beach wasn't helping her because they were scared too. They weren't missing anyone. It was the fox that was missing a marble. I think the scariest thing may just be flash floods. That fancy sandy area out in your favorite camping spot may just be sandy for a reason. Up in the Nordhouse Dunes, there are tiny little creeks that wind down the sides. By the time they get to the beach, they seem to have dragged entire trees. They may not be tiny all year round. Willie, the grounds person in charge of Veterans Beach down in Florida, once got mad at me for not being forthcoming about who fed the raccoons. The baby raccoons and their Papa Friday lived up in the palm trees, and I knew exactly who was feeding them. Friday just had his babies, and they needed energy to grow strong. And I just happened to have had plenty of snacks to toss up there. This way they didn't have to climb down much for garbage. In fact, woods are not scary at all. Because everything out there, including thunder, is in perfect, natural order. Nordhouse Dunes up in Michigan has the most well-behaved, if not downright sophisticated, raccoons on the planet. Even the tame deer at the state park that seem to want you to pet them will take a good bite out of you if you get too close. They don't mean you any harm. They love you. It's just that they are wild, and this is the law of the land. The bears shy away because they admire you for your courage. The coyotes sing the songs of their people like they sang in prehistory. The snakes are not venomous, and they only make that sound because they know you are scared of weird. The seagulls swim in groups, not because they need to, but because it is a strange fishing tradition. The sand seems to be out of this world, and the dunes feel hollow, to add to the great mystery of Nordhouse. Even the dune grass has a strange blue glow, static electricity, I'm almost sure. And it is just there to remind you of the order of things. Nature is beautiful and strange, and you are strange and beautiful. Everyone in the world needs adventure. That's when we grow the most. That's when the books call to us. There we can inherit the culture of great beings and their wisdom, and actually have time to think about what they said.